It's our high school girls basketball preview show here on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk Belle Plaine girls basketball with the head coach for the Lady Plainsmen, Jonathan Wunderlie. And coach, your team 12-7 from a year ago, but you lose a lot of talent off of last year's squad. A lot of your seniors, starters have graduated. They were seniors, including Kenzie Mance, who's now at Iowa State and redshirted this year for volleyball. How do you feel, though, about your team coming into a new season?
Super excited, you know, for a new year. It's completely different last year. You know, last year I came in first year. Most of those seniors had played for at a minimum 2 years. Some of them had been playing, that was their fourth year starting. So kind of doing the complete opposite this year. We have very little experience. Only one, two returning letter people for our team. And only one that saw a significant amount of time and helped us out on the court. So just trying to build some experience. Got a couple years for that.
Well, absolutely. So you got to do a little rebuilding or reloading, if you will. Who are those two players that return with experience that you hope to gain even more experience this year?
Yeah, sophomore Olivia Bolin. She was usually our sixth person in off the bench last year. And then Tori Halas, who is our one and only senior this year, would be the other person.
All righty. So what do each one of them bring to the table in terms of their basketball abilities?
I think, you know, as the sole senior, I think taking on that role of leadership, she's actually our only upperclassman. We have zero juniors this year, so hopefully she can take on that leadership role. And then with Olivia, obviously playing the most time out of our remaining people from last year, she's kind of got that experience, so hopefully the first time jitters aren't there anymore, and kind of look to her to be a leader on the court.
So this is going to be an extremely, extremely young team. But you know, there's some of these girls that are on your roster, and so you're probably going to be sophomores and freshmen on this basketball team, and some of these players played volleyball for you and had a really successful season, so they're used to winning. The question is who are some of these players and how will they translate from volleyball to basketball for you?
Yeah, I mean, the sophomore core that we have coming back besides Olivia Bolin all played volleyball. So we have Alyssa Tegler, JC Gates, Jenna Fry, who, although didn't play volleyball, was playing softball all fall, and the fourth one is Olivia Bolin. So they got a pretty good tight group that's played the last few years together through junior high and our JV team last year. So I think building on that and, you know, and throwing in our new freshmen, I think we've got a good team chemistry, which I think will help us on the court.
Well, obviously freshmen are going to have to get some playing time here for numbers. So who are freshmen here that are going to end up playing for you here on varsity?
You know, we had practice number two this morning, you know, with some snow on Monday. So we have Bree Shaw, who's this summer did a lot of great work, good with the ball, great shooter. So I think she's it'd be nice to have her with some JV experience. But, yeah, she's going to be stepping up right away with varsity. Also, Mandy Cheezik, who was an amazing volleyball player this year as a freshman, very tall. And so I think using some of their athleticism to help our team out.
So what's the early look? I mean, where do you see is the strengths of this team offensively? Do you have the size to pour it inside? Do you want to run and gun? What's this early outlook? I know it's way early, but, you know, what do you see as your strengths right now?
I think, you know, coming from our JV squad last year, we most success came from running. I mean, we had some very, very athletic, fast girls. We saw that in track last year. A couple of them were on a state-winning 4x2 team. So using their speed as an advantage, you know, if we can avoid, you know, the offensive sets, stopping in half court. I think that's, although with not having a lot of numbers, I think they've got decent endurance. So that's what we'll probably try to do. And sticking defensively with man-to-man, which we had a lot of success with last year, maybe sprinkling in some zone to help with some fouls and subbing. But other than that, that's my philosophy is playing man defense, getting turnovers, and running the court.
What's the biggest challenge with dealing with so many young players and such a big turnover this year?
Most of them grasp pretty quick our new offensive set. A lot of them are used to zone from junior high, so picking up on, the stuff we expect from playing man-to-man as well. But, after day two, they're kind of grasping it pretty quick. I think for them it's just going to be a lot of in-game experience, with some scrimmages coming up and even some, season games, just getting them on the court playing should help.
Yeah. How do you feel about your half of the conference in your division on the eastern side? Looks like Sigourney's going to be tough again this year.
Yeah, I mean, we're not the only school struggling with some numbers, so we're going to have a lot of underclassmen playing as well as some of the other schools. But yeah, I mean, for sure that Sigourney and Iowa Valley have, had decent JV squads last year and varsity teams with returning people. So I still think it's, even with our inexperience, it's still achievable.
So what is the key for you coming into this season to have a successful season?
Winning's great, but I think for this group, just building on some of the fundamentals and letting them have a fun time, so we can build on it again the next 2 years, with this sophomore and freshman group, not to push them away, if we do have a negative season in terms of wins and losses, but it's a great group of girls. So I think just building that bond, that relationship there should help with that. And hopefully some games go our way, the win column.
Well, a lot of youth, a little bit of inexperience, but some raw talent. We'll see how it all comes together as you try to reload this year. Coach, really appreciate your time here on our Girls Basketball Preview Show, and best of luck to you and your Lady Plainsmen all year long. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Jonathan Wonderly, head coach for Belle Plaine Girls Basketball, with us here on 1410 KGRN.